all too often, we set out at the beginning of a day with all good intentions of living in God's joy and God's peace, living in the freedom that Jesus came to give us. After all, as the Apostle Paul writes, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. That's why God sent Jesus, to give us that freedom. But then it's almost as though the devil deliberately wants to rob you of your sense of freedom. Someone comes along and argues with you, to fight with you, to be angry with you, to stab you in the back, right? And it's like in an instant your sense of freedom, peace, your joy, they just disappear. In an instant you go from living in victory to being a victim. Freedom, great. What happened to that? But God had an answer to that. He has a solution for that because he doesn't want anyone or anything robbing you of your freedom. Again, the Apostle Paul, Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 9. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we don't give up. Did you catch that? Instead of adopting a victim mentality, instead of going on the back foot, get out there on the front foot by exercising your faith through unconditional love. Look, when they came to arrest Jesus, when they tried him, beat him, spat on him, when they nailed him to a cross, not at any point in that process did he adopt a victim mentality. He knew what he was about. He knew what he was called to save us through sacrificial, unconditional love. In fact, at one point he even said in John chapter 10, verse 18, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." You see, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. There is freedom of choice. There is faith working through sacrificial love. So when people come against you, don't throw in the towel. Don't become the victim. Don't grow weary in doing what is right. Don't let them rob you of your victory, your peace, your joy, and your freedom. Don't grow weary of doing what is right. Love them, correct them, admonish them, sure, but do it in love. Whenever you have the opportunity, show unconditional, sacrificial love. Will it hurt some days? Absolutely. Going to the cross always hurts, but you will reap that harvest at harvest time. That's freedom. There you have it, God's word, fresh for you today.